Welcome to Jurisdiction, the International Intellectual Property Law Podcast for May 2016. I'm your host, Don Cameron, a Breskin & Parr LLP in Toronto, Canada. We hope you'll find this podcast informative, but it should not be taken as legal advice. The opinions expressed are solely those of the participants. For this podcast and for our next podcast, we're going to talk about trade secrets. In recent years, patents have become tougher and in some cases impossible to get. Industry is turning to trade secret law to provide protection when patents aren't available. The game in the USA changed a little this month with the passage of the Federal Defend Trade Secrets Act of 2016. Phil Petty is the Chief Intellectual Property Counsel for the USG Corporation. USG is a multi-billion dollar manufacturer of building products. One of its biggest products is sheetrock drywall. Phil started his career as an IP trial lawyer at Fitch Even in Chicago, but as you'll hear in this podcast, upon arriving at USG about 8 years ago, he became involved in a major trade secret lawsuit. Phil is a regular speaker about trade secret protection. I spoke with Phil from his office in Chicago.
Hello, Phil.
Hello, Don.
So, Phil, you're speaking to me from the headquarters of USG Corporation, but I think you want to make something absolutely clear to our listeners from the outset, right?
That's correct. I'm very pleased to have this opportunity to talk to you about trade secrets and trade secret protection, but these are my own opinions and my own views, and they shouldn't be attributed to the USG Corporation in any way.
Fine. So USG is a company involved in technology. How important are trade secrets in USG's intellectual property portfolio?
Well, USG is a manufacturer of products that are used throughout the world. And as a manufacturer, trade secrets are really at the heart of much of our intellectual property and a lot of the value of our technology. In fact, they are the things that we can't share and therefore people don't often know about them, but they really are the things that add a lot of value to our products and a lot of value to the experience our customers have using our products. And since our products are surrounding people in their homes and in their buildings, they keep people safe and allow them to afford the houses they live in and the buildings that they work in. We really put a lot of value in our trade secrets.
And you and USG have learned a few lessons in protecting your trade secrets. I understand you had some former employees that absconded with some?
Yes, when I joined USG, I actually took over a very large trade secret lawsuit that was started when, actually as a patent infringement lawsuit, and during the lawsuit we found out that our trade secrets had been stolen by a group of employees that went to work with this competitor, and the kind of the magnitude of the theft was enormous for us. It was about 20,000 pages of our most sensitive trade secrets for making gypsum drywall products, and the end result was that the defendant had to pay us $105 million to settle the case. And it was considered a a major win for USG, but also it was a good way to illustrate the importance of trade secrets to our company. And I think other manufacturing companies would also recognize that this kind of result is an indicative of just in general the importance of trade secrets.
What are the various opportunities for trade secret misappropriation?
Well, in today's world, there are many different threats that trade secret owners have to face and deal with. And it's even more complicated today than it has ever been because of electronic communications and the ease of moving information electronically. I think the one thing that hasn't changed is that the threats that probably are the most common and most serious are from employees leaving the company and taking trade secret information with them. It's much easier than it used to be because you can just download massive amount of information onto a flash drive, or you can send information to your personal email account. And that is just a reality, I think, for all businesses that have proprietary information and are innovators. But the external threats are much more significant and much more problematic than they ever have been. And those external threats come from cybersecurity type violations or hackers, sometimes even government agencies that will try to penetrate businesses to take their trade secrets. There are some very well documented cases of Chinese government agencies trying to get trade secrets from businesses like fiberglass insulation and paint. So it's a world where you have to be very aware of the fact that IT protections and cybersecurity protections are an integral part of your trade secret protections, as well as more conventional protections that you might be using for employees and building security and that sort of thing.
You've said in your presentation that most trade secret cases are caused by a violation of trust. Can you explain what you mean?
Yeah, normally, as I mentioned, you know, former employees are the source of many trade secret losses, and usually the people that are taking the trade secrets have access to those secrets because they're in a position of trust. They'll be an executive or a scientist or an engineer that is either coming up with innovations or has access to innovations as part of their normal work activity, and you really need them in that position. That's why you have them. And they're often the people that will take the trade secrets with them when they leave to start their own company or to go to a competitor.
You've also said that those close to the secrets may underestimate their value. What's been your experience with that behavior?
Sometimes when you're in an established industry, and certainly that can be said for USG, our products were first invented in the late 1800s, early 1900s. In fact, USG had the first patent on gypsum drywall products back in the early 1900s. So you have a very well-established industry, and the people working within the company are so used to making and using trade secrets and coming up with innovations within your particular part of your business, and they don't appreciate the fact that the things they do on an everyday basis are worth a lot of money. And the reason they're worth a lot of money is because they are kept in confidence. And so somebody working in a manufacturing plant that's daily trying to solve problems can often come up with a series of seemingly minor innovations that allow that manufacturing facility to increase their efficiency by 2 or 3%, which can be a lot when you're looking at high volume products, or if you're in a mature industry where profit margins are very slim. So any kind of innovation that can benefit your business, no matter how seemingly small, can be worth a lot of money when it's lost to a competitor.
So we just saw the passage of the Defending Trade Secrets Act of 2016. How do you see that changing your life at USG?
I think the biggest impact for us as trade secret owners is that we now can rely on the federal courts to enforce our trade secret disputes when we have those kinds of disputes. And I think from a practical standpoint, that elevates the significance of a trade secret theft, maybe more than it had in the past when you primarily had to rely on state courts. And some people that are involved in taking the trade secrets, whether they're a competitor or employee that's gone out to start their own business, will take it a lot more seriously if they know they're going to have to show up in federal court. The other practical impact is if you have a loss of something that's really valuable and that you can prove that the loss of this trade secret or proprietary information will do serious damage to your business, the new act gives you a way to go to federal court and get relief that will protect that trade secret in the short term while you're litigating the case. And that's the ex parte seizure provisions of the act. And it's very difficult to get those procedures. They intentionally made it difficult because of the potential damage to someone that's accused of trade secret protection. But if you're on the trade secret owner's side, the biggest problem with a trade secret is once it's disclosed or once it's out of your business and in the state of electronic communication, it is communicated sometimes across the world, you've lost the entire value of that trade secret. So having a tool for protecting your most valuable intellectual property like that is provided under this act can be very valuable.
Thanks very much for these insights, Phil.
Well, thank you, Don. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Phil Petty is the Chief Intellectual Property Counsel for USG Corporation in Chicago, Illinois. For further information on our other jurisdiction podcasts, please visit iplawpodcast.com. You've been listening to Jurisdiction, the International Intellectual Property Law Podcast. I'm Don Cameron of Breskin & Parr LLP in Toronto, Canada. Thank you for listening.